Well, thank you, Grant. You're always getting in touch with our show on our text line, which is 888-922-7234. We talked about smells in the home are what's most appealing to people.
Yes. The best compliment is if someone says, your home smells great. Uh-huh.
Well, since he's an artist, he says the most common smell in my home is turpentine.
Well, he's a painter.
Some people mistake it for pine sol, so they assume he must be doing a lot of deep cleaning. I love the smell of turpentine in the morning. It smells like victory, he says. So thanks for that, Grant. And also, Quint would like to chime in from a few days ago when we were playing a game, Password. You were trying to have me guess hut.
Yes.
You said pizza abode. He was yelling at the radio at me. Pizza abode was the perfect clue, he said.
Thank you.
1 point for Ashley.
I get Woo-hoo. One whole point.
One, and that is it. None after that. But thanks for getting in touch of what we're telling you at 888-922-7234. Thank you for your input on everything. Let's find out what's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, the discovery of a small molecule that helps regenerate nerve damage may be the first step towards curing multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
Yeah, researchers from Cincinnati Children's Hospital say they've pinpointed a novel protein function inhibitor, which is showing early promise in reversing the effects of this devastating disorder. While it's an exciting breakthrough, study authors say there's still a lot of research. This is just the early stages. Mm. So when somebody cuts their finger, what do you normally do?
You suck it first and then put a Band-Aid on it. That's what you do.
Let your dog have you wash it. You put a little Neosporin and a Band-Aid. Well, researchers have found we're not the only ones to do stuff like that. The very first evidence that orangutans do the same thing. Hmm. There was a team observing a male Sumatran orangutan in the wild, and he had a big cut on his face.
Okay.
And they saw him going to get these pain-relieving kind of plant, and he just kept putting it on his face over and over and over again. Within 5 days, his little boo-boo was gone. Huh. The researchers said they believe the behavior could represent a precursor to human wound treatment practices like from 4,000 years ago.
Huh.
How amazing. And he's super cute, too, if you Google him and look at his little face. Aw. So if you are I think my favorite story of the day.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you are a fan of classic cartoons like Bugs Bunny and Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones, get ready for a new TV network that is going to take you on a trip down memory lane.
All right.
It is called, and you like this TV channel called MeTV.
Love MeTV.
This is called MeTV Toons. The channel will not only feature beloved Warner Brothers characters, but also content from Rocky and Bullwinkle and Betty Boop and Speed Racer. The goal is to create 24/7 channel that brings the joy of classic cartoons. It's set to launch June 25th.
That's great.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, y'all. Here is the sixth day of May for 2024, 5/6/24, day 127 of the year. There are 239 days left in this year. Who's got birthdays? Right at the very top, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, baseball legend, is now 93 years old.
Happy birthday, Willie.
Bob Seger, not the Silver Bullet Band, but Bob Seger is now 79 years old, famous rock and roll star. Tom Bergeron used to be on every show.
Yeah.
He's now 69 years old. Roma Downey, Touched by an Angel, 64. George Clooney is 63 today. Gabourey Sidibe is 41. Sashir Zamata is 38. Naomi Scott is 31. And Sadie Sandler, Sandler, yeah. She's now 18. It happened on this date in history. In 1889, the Eiffel Tower was opened. In 1946, the Yankees, first Major League Baseball team to travel by aeroplane.
Wow.
It was a train before that. The choo-choo. In 1954, Roger Bannister became the first person to run the mile in under 4 minutes.
That's just unbelievable.
I know. In 1965, I love this story. Keith Richards fell asleep while improvising with a new guitar. Fell asleep, it says. The next morning, he couldn't remember the riffs, but he had been running a tape recorder, and that's where they found.
That is funny.
I can't get no satisfaction. Came from that evening. In 1994, the flight crew of an Aeroflot jetliner with no hydraulic fluid landed their 55-passenger plane in Russia by pouring all the lemonade on board into the jet's hydraulic system.
Ooh, lemonade?
I don't know why lemonade, but
maybe that's all they had on hand. I don't know. Perhaps I would have thought vodka.
It has the qualities closest to hydraulic fuel, explicit Russian lemonade. I don't know. Special events. Well, a lot of these things. National Nurses Week. Be Kind to Animals Week. Anxiety and Depression Awareness Week. Correctional Officers Week. Tick Awareness Week. Pet Week. Update Your References Week. Craft Brewers Week. Food Allergies Awareness Week. National Etiquette. National Stuttering Awareness Week. Teacher Appreciation Week. It's Just Another Melanoma Monday is today. Skin cancer.
Interesting, because we're going to talk a little bit about that in Fun Facts.
No Diet Day. Beverage Day. National Nurses Day. Tourist Appreciation Day. And No Homework Day. Kids, what do you feel about that? I know.
Well, school's almost out, so they're yes.
Exactly. It's close enough. Let's just coast to the end. You've got a birthday and a special event. Tell us when yours is. We will celebrate. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, there's all kinds of bars these days, right? There's not just your normal bar, but now they've got speakeasies coming back.
Oh, I love speakeasies.
Yeah, which is you're just paying more for a drink.
You kind of are.
Because it's a little hush-hush.
I went to one recently, and I was like, that's for one drink?
Exactly my point. There's been oxygen bars, there's boba bars, there's all kinds of bars out there. But how about a listening bar? Aren't most bars listening bars?
How do you mean?
Well, you could go there and usually listen to some kind of music.
Oh, I thought you meant like eavesdrop off of somebody else's conversation.
I'm sure you could do that too. But
no, this is something that they're doing in Japan, which is really interesting, kind of the way they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Because when I was growing up, they used to have record stores, boys and girls.
Yeah,
and
they
you
did.
Used to be able to go. I always remember they had like a section with headphones. You could put them on and it would be whatever that CD was playing.
Right.
And so you could skip to different tracks and decide if you wanted to. And so
sample it.
Yeah, you can kind of sample it. Because oftentimes you'd buy it for one song on there and then everything else you didn't like. But this listening bar is sitting and listening to records. Now, it's their records. They've got like 6,000 different albums. Mm-hmm. And you go in and put, and here's the thing that's really interesting.
Okay.
You can't talk to anybody. You're only in there to listen. So if you need something for the bartender, you can like nod to them or whatever. You can't use your phone the whole time you're in there. Got to put it down. You can't do anything that's going to distract anybody else from listening to whatever
music. Can't dance, can't move, can't do anything.
Maybe not.
Just got to stand there stone still like a soldier.
But wouldn't that be cool to be able to go in and just listen to like 6,000 different albums?
Yeah. I mean, it's called the listening library. It used to be called that, but a lot more rules on this one, it sounds like.
Yeah, this one's got more rules, but I like the putting your phone down and just listening to music.
But I could do this in my studio, though. Why would I want to
go? You can, but most people don't have a studio in their garage.
Oh, but most people have 6,000 tracks of music on their something.
These are 6,000 total albums.
I know.
I mean, what a great way to spend. Except I don't like them not being able to talk to someone and go, hey, listen to this.
Yeah, don't bump the turntable either.
I know, right?
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. These words have now gotten up to 289 or 290. 290 words. Today's word, good luck with this one.
All right.
Good luck with this one.
Thanks for that. That sounds like a ringing endorsement.
It's a mid-19th century German word. It is a noun, and it is Sehnsucht. Sehnsucht.
Sehnsucht.
Yeah. Go ahead and try and spell that, and we'll discuss its meaning afterwards. So go ahead and spell Sehnsucht.
Maybe a couple of Z's? Would I be right?
I'm not going to steer you in any direction.
Oh, that's the only thing, because I'm trying to think in German, what else makes that Z?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a TC. I'm gonna just phonetically spell it.
Okay.
I'm going to Franken spell this.
Please do.
Z-E-I-N-Z-O-O-K-E-D.
Not even close, but
just a bit outside.
Sure, it's not
How
even
much
close.
Of that did you get correct?
0.0.
I didn't get
zero.
There's no Z's in it?
S-E-H-N-S-U-C-H-T. Sehnsucht.
Wow.
Sehnsucht.
Uh-huh.
Sehnsucht.
Yeah. Sehnsucht. It's a German word which means yearning or wistful longing.
You're Sehnsucht for something?
When I'm cooped up in the winter, I often feel a Sehnsucht for the joys of summer.
Oh.
After serving as the bridesmaid for the fifth time, she started to feel Sehnsucht for her turn.
So can I feel Sehnsucht for some chocolate chip ice cream?
Sure, you can, I guess. It has likely been used in German for much longer, but it entered English usage in Vanity Fair in the 1848 novel by William Makepeace Thackeray. So
I haven't heard of any of that stuff.
There you go. It just it's a yearning. If you have a Zane Zook for the Ashley and Brad show, then use the podcast on the weekends.
Very nice usage.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
It's the Ashley and Brad show. We asked, I think, on Friday about traveling. Where would you travel? Where are your summer plan destinations including? Mm-hmm. And could you travel alone? Would you travel alone? Christy said, my husband surprised me with a trip to Boston for a week for a 25th anniversary in July.
Nice.
And Barb chimed in, said, Australia, Ireland, Vatican City, Italy, somewhere where there are beautiful calmness and animals.
Those are long flights, though. That one to Australia. Woo.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, thanks for listening and responding. More importantly, we like that you do so. The number is 888-922-7234, 888-9-AB-RADIO is the number. Thanks, Christy, Barb, and everyone else. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, a popular Thanksgiving ingredient may also help cultivate a better and healthier gut. Cranberries. A new study has found that consuming cranberry extract for just 4 days can significantly increase levels of beneficial gut bacteria while reducing the harmful ones. The researchers are planning a follow-up study to determine the optimal dose and duration, but... Isn't that odd? Don't you love cranberries?
How about that?
Or do you only, are you one of those that only eats them during Thanksgiving?
Even then, I will say a polite no thank you. I will drink my cranberry juice while listening to Fleetwood Mac and skateboarding to work. And then I upload the video and it becomes a viral sensation.
You've never had my homemade cranberry sauce.
I don't need to have it.
It's good.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, maybe you'll want to try one of these then. A couple of new items on the Arby's menu.
Okay.
Snack-sized breaded chicken snack wraps available in ranch, barbecue, or honey mustard. Mm-hmm. And they're also going to bring back their seasonal orange cream shake. It joins the jamocha and vanilla flavors already on the menu.
With a couple of squirts of horsey sauce, that stuff is great.
Oh, horsey sauce, yeah. An award-winning actress and talk show host Drew Barrymore is going to be taking her place as the famed Center Square, answering questions for the contestants in a revival of the classic TV game show Hollywood Squares.
Wow.
The series is set to air Wednesday nights on CBS starting in January.
No Paul Lynn, no Charlie Weaver, no Jim J. Bullock, no. All the classics.
Well, Paul Lynn was Center Square. Were all those other ones Center Squares?
No, I don't know. They were all over.
Oh, the Center Squares. That's coveted. That's
the Holy Grail.
It
right there.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time with us, Ashley and Brad, and it's Monday, which means we always follow this prescription for games. This is Tear Off a Trivia Question Every Day calendar.
We've changed the name because our other one got
it was 6-year-old trivia, but I don't know. We just found a new trivia calendar. So every day or every Monday, at least we get to tear off a few questions.
Okay.
Since we won't get all of them. What is the birthstone for people born in January? How well do you know all of your gemstones?
I'm not great with the gemstones. I know peridot and opal.
I know mine, and that's it. So...
So you're Pearl.
That's true.
Yeah, because my daughter's the day after yours.
Yeah.
Let's see. January.
Yeah, January's birthstone is...
Sapphire?
No.
Emerald?
No. It is the garnet.
Oh.
The garnet. All right. Although garnets are usually associated with the color red, they actually have a wide range of colors, it says. Speaking of red,
mm-hmm.
red velvet cake is believed to have originated during the Victorian era. What caused the red color of the cake back then? Hint, it wasn't red food dye, which is used today. But they had red velvet cake.
Mm, was it from a flower?
Not from the flower.
A vegetable?
No.
Was it from a food?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Two ingredients would turn it red. What were those two ingredients?
Well, red's a primary color, so I'm trying to think of what you'd mix two things. I don't know.
Vinegar and cocoa powder.
Ew.
The vinegar was used to tenderize the cake. Softer cake flour hadn't been invented yet. And when the acidic liquid combined with the acidic powder, the resulting chemical produced a reddish brown.
Interesting, because I always thought when you did, that's baking soda with the vinegar. I was going to say your cake would be
you explode. That's your volcano cake. Gather around, everybody. We're going to cut into this piece right now.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, everybody, for taking us along with you to the workplace. And we know that you do, either with headphones on like Katie or just blasting it out there in the common area.
Yeah, if you're going to enjoy it, let everybody else enjoy it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the great music and us. So I know music definitely calms people down sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're at work, how can you de-stress if you're super stressed?
You know, here's the thing. Workplace stress is normal. I think there's a lot of people that think, oh, you just go to work and it's fantastic. And it is usually fantastic. But there's times where, you know, it's definitely going to be more stressful than others. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. But what if you're in that overwhelm mode all the time?
That would cause a lot of trouble for your health system, I would imagine.
I would definitely think so, too. Yeah. And so experts say there's a couple of things you can do.
Okay.
Like ask yourself the question, can I do something about this right now?
Okay.
Is this fixable right now? Because if it's something that you can't control or something that you're not going to be able to deal with, why stress about it?
Yeah.
If you can't fix it right then,
that's much of life's problems.
Right.
I mean,
you can apply this to probably anything.
You could, not just to work, everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. And depending upon your specific industry, you might have or at least learn the skill of developing a higher tolerance for certain stress. I mean, there are jobs like 911 operators and first responders. That's a whole different kind of stress.
Yeah.
But
I've never had quite a stressful job. And I'm not bragging here. I'm just saying I've been fortunate enough to be in these type jobs where I don't have lots of stress.
And it depends on how much you're bringing to the table, too. They say if you're continuously feeling stressed out at work, if it's ruining your evenings, if it's ruining your, you know, because you're stressed about the next day, maybe speak up. Maybe, if it's a situation where you can talk to your manager and say, hey, you know, this is happening. Can you help me out? You could be in a job where that's not an option.
Don't take the stress with you when you go talk to them.
Well, let me tell you something,
brother.
Exactly.
And if there's a time where you just feel like you're operating in overwhelm all the time, maybe it's time to find something else.
Time for a new job.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show, the first hour, our fourth break, that's exactly the time that we bring you a new word each and every day. Now, part of that is I will give you the word and then you try and spell it.
Right. And today's, these are words that were really, they're hard.
Well, today's word was a German word, so it was Sehnsucht, which was S-E.
Yeah.
It started with an S-E, not a Z anywhere. But anyway, there are even more common words every day that people still struggle to spell.
Right. I mean, there are definitely words that, like, that whole I before E except after C.
Yeah.
But there's a whole exceptions list.
Well, there
there's,
is. Yeah.
You know, deceive and conceit and words like that. But there are a couple of words like liaison, like everyday words that are hard. That one, there's that other I in there that I always forget to put in there. On this list, they have handkerchief.
Okay. Handkerchief.
Yes.
Or kerchief. Yeah. That's how you'd spell it.
Indict. Because there's that silent
a
C.
Uh-huh.
Colleague.
Okay.
I mean, that's a word I think is pretty hard.
Call with league at the end. L-E-A-G-U-E. Colleague.
But it's C-O-L-L, not C-A-L-L.
No, I'm saying call with league. Call league is what I'm saying. Two L's.
The word nauseous is hard.
Okay.
I think for me.
Nauseous. Uh-huh.
They've got baloney on this list.
Well, how do you spell? There's the classic Oscar Mayer way.
Right.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
And that's how they're saying you're supposed to spell. Because have you ever spelled it I-E, baloney?
No. B-A-L-O-N-E-Y is the, you know, colloquial way to spell baloney.
Aha. Uh-huh. Separate is on this list.
Yes. Along with desperate.
And yes.
Yeah, those two.
Those
always
two.
Have to remember there's a rat in the middle of them.
A rat. And, that's a good way to look at it. But are there common everyday words for you guys that you're like, wait a second, is this beautiful made the list?
Really?
They said beautiful for a lot of people is a pretty
different.
Do they
flip the U in there sometimes?
It doesn't say. It just says it's on the list of things that are hard.
Okay.
So how about you guys? 888-922-7234. Not the word of the day spelling words, but just words that you normally use.
Not Sehnsucht, nuclear.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Mike H. You're getting in touch with our text line, 888-922-7234. He had a question for us. Would you rather, random question someone just asked him, would you rather have big brains and a small body or small brains and a big body? Meaning small and smart or big and dumb? Why is that even a question?
I don't.
Maybe
they mean like gigantic giant?
I don't know.
Like Andre the Giant?
I'm here to tell you, you can have both. Be brilliant and good looking.
Look at the big
brain. Check out the big,
big brain on Brad.
Exactly. Yeah. That's an excellent question, Mike. Thanks for texting it to us at 888-922-7234. And Francis, yes, we see yours up there too. Thanks for getting in touch always. You can too. Once again, 888-9-AB-RADIO. Here's a bit of news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
You know it's going to be a good week at work when you can get a Pulp Fiction quote
That's
in
right.
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the discovery of a small molecule that helps regenerate nerve damage might be the first step towards curing multiple sclerosis. Researchers from Cincinnati's Children's Hospital say they have pinpointed a novel protein function inhibitor, which is showing early promise in actually reversing the effects of this devastating disorder. While it's a, they say, an incredibly exciting breakthrough, it's also in the very, very early stages. So they said they still have to do a lot of research.
All right.
Well, shooting star vodka has an innovative twist on traditional spirits. This new ultra-premium vodka from France has been infused with a meteorite from 1977.
Wow.
Shooting Star Vodka is made with organic wheat and botanicals, and this meteorite just suspended in the liquid. The presence of chondrite, a mineral unique to meteorites, say it adds a very distinct mineral flavor.
Okay.
But they're expensive. They're only making a limited number, and they're a couple hundred bucks each.
Wow.
So actors Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas are set to star in the upcoming musical comedy film Power Ballad. Okay. The film follows an uplifting, music-driven story about a wedding singer and a rock star, and a song that creates the tension between them. That said, Power Ballad.
Okay.
It is currently being filmed in Dublin. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday with Ashley and Brad, we always hit these benchmarks. Just so you know that every Monday you can count on these. We start off with a quiz, then the feud, but here's the quiz.
Well, we were talking about this the other day. When you get food stuck in your teeth at a restaurant, and do you, you know, try to get it out? Do you go get a...
Or just suck your teeth until it comes like that.
Or do you go get, you know, one of the toothpicks?
Right.
And so I would like you to answer this question about toothpicks.
Okay.
90% of the U.S. supply of toothpicks are produced here in this state.
Oh.
Which state is it?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, somewhere foresty or woody is my first guess.
That's
so
exactly what I would have thought.
A surplus of trees. So I'll start with the PNW somewhere in the Pac Northwest. I don't know, Washington, Oregon.
That's exactly what I would have thought.
Somewhere like that?
Not, it's not in the Pac Northwest.
Okay, well then let's go, let's try like East Coast then, up in the New England area. Let's like a Vermont or a Maine or a Connecticut or a even New Jersey and the woodlands there. Somewhere up there is where I'm
You're in the region.
Yeah.
And you
one
did
of those?
You did actually say it.
Oh.
Yeah. So which one of those?
So Vermont's got their syrup, so they're not sacrificing trees to make toothpicks. And I said Connecticut, Maine, and let's go with Maine.
Maine is the correct
answer. Is it really?
Answer.
Wow.
Maine also produces 99% of our nation's blueberries.
Wow.
But they said a lot of the toothpick supply now has gone elsewhere.
Oh,
but
overseas. Yeah. I'm sure. Well, yeah, that's what you said.
It has, but,
you specified U.S. supply. Yeah. And I thought, are we still making toothpicks? Right. Are we making anything here anymore?
Yes, we are.
I hope so.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley and Brad Show, we just gave you the quiz, which means now we follow it up with the feud. You know how this works? We've asked 100 people in our listening audience these questions. You must match at least one of their top answers. Name something that expires.
Milk.
If you sold a Steve Harvey costume, what might it come with?
A big mustache.
Yeah. Name a star known for his biceps.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Keep your eyes on the
prize.
Name a food that you eat with your hands.
Kind of all of them, yeah.
Well,
pretty much
specifically,
everything. Except for soup.
According to our audience, name a food you eat with your hands.
A burger, a sandwich.
Okay. Let's check all of your answers. Name something that expires. Milk, the number one answer, followed by food, driver's license, or plate. Medications, batteries, and I disagree with the last sunscreen. Come on, that stuff's
yes,
good.
Yes, it does.
That's good for millennia.
I tell you that every year, and you said you've got one in your golf bag from the 80s.
And it's still good. And it still
no,
works.
No.
If they sold a Steve Harvey costume, what might it come with? Number one answer, of course, a mustache.
Okay, yeah.
Bald cap, number two.
Yeah.
Nice suit.
Yeah.
Microphone. I've not noticed this one. Big teeth. Big teeth, it says. Does he have big teeth?
Well, he's got a big, bright smile,
okay.
I guess. Well, he's not a small man. It's not like they're disproportionately large.
Take it up with him. Name a star known for his biceps. The number one answer, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson,
Well,
of course.
I was thinking him or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, number two.
Oh.
Chris Hemsworth, Jason Momoa, John Cena, Sylvester Stallone, and Hulk Hogan.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Lots
Only
of people.
Three wrestlers
I
on
know.
That list.
How about that? Fill in the blank. Keep your eyes on the prize, you said. Third answer.
Oh.
Keep your eyes on the ball. Mm. Keep your eyes on the road. Keep your eyes on the prize. And then finally, name a food you can eat with your hands. You said everything.
Except
that says
for soup.
So much. Pizza is the number one answer.
Oh.
Sandwich, number two. Fries. Chicken or chicken wings. Fruit. And I love the last answer. Two people agreed. Asparagus. That's how I eat it.
Me
Absolutely.
Too. I usually pick it up and try to do sword fights with people at the
there
table.
There you go. That's a feud.
Ashley and Brad.
So, there's lots of travel for summertime. Lots of people making their plans now since school will be over in just, I don't know, a couple of weeks, really.
In a blink.
And we're going to travel the day after our oldest boy gets out. We're flying somewhere. We're not staying in one of these Airbnbs.
You stay in a hotel?
No, we're staying at mom's house. But I know, of course, the Airbnb very popular. Now, depending on where you are, depending on the demand for this place, and depending on the uniqueness of the Airbnb, you can spend...
A lot of money.
I mean, a lot.
Well, they have like some treehouse ones stuff where it's like, wow, how kind of cool is that? But they've got this whole new category this year. It's called the icons category. And you can stay in places that are like kind of experiences, like the greatest names in film and TV and arts and sports and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you'd have to fly to Italy for this one, but the Ferrari Museum.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can stay there, though?
You can stay there.
Wow.
The bed is crafted from the same leather that they use on their Ferrari seats.
Wow.
I mean, pretty cool.
Okay.
You could stay in Prince's Purple Rain House.
Wow.
They've opened it for the very first time ever. So you can actually stay in that.
It's got to be in Minnesota.
Of course. It's in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly where this one is, but you know Pixar's Inside Out 2?
Yeah.
The new one. You can stay overnight at headquarters, the control center of Riley's Emotions.
Okay.
But I don't see where it is. I would imagine maybe L.A. for that
Could be. There, and I'm surprised it was never turned into an Airbnb, but there was once upon a time that the Simpsons had a house giveaway where they built a house in Henderson, Nevada.
Looked just like
it. It was a clone of the Simpsons house with same color, same paint, same everything.
Right.
And then they gave it away to a woman who couldn't afford the property tax. So then it's been sold a bunch of times, but it never was once an Airbnb, which I thought that would have been perfect.
That would have been perfect. I would have thought, like, if you could stay in one, wouldn't it be like the Enterprise or something like that? You wouldn't pay extra to do that.
I'd pay to stay in Darth Vader's isolation chamber and take a dive in his back to tank.
See?
Yeah. Where would you stay? Fictional or real or not? Let's just find out. Where would you stay and pay top dollar? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you, Christy. You are a morning, afternoon, and evening person. So she was an all-day person.
Those are rare.
You're up and excited and happy every moment of the day.
That's,
according to her.
Again, rare, I think.
But it's also, it's when you can get most of your work done, I think.
I don't know. Most of mine like mid-afternoon.
Yeah. I like to have the evenings. That's where I tend to be a night owl.
Right.
It's just quiet and, you know.
Peaceful.
Yeah.
Nobody bugging you.
Yeah. But I've spent a career getting up super early.
But I don't wake up thinking, what does today hold? But
no,
some
I don't
people
either.
Do.
I don't either. But anyway, thanks for getting in touch is what we're saying. And you can too, listener, about everything we discuss. Here is the number, 888-922-7234. with news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, a popular Thanksgiving ingredient may also really help your gut. Cranberries. A new study has found that consuming cranberry extract for just 4 days can significantly increase levels of that beneficial gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, it also reduces the bad ones. It's kind of like a superfood.
Okay.
Researchers are planning on doing a bunch of follow-up studies because this first study came out so amazing. So new items available at Arby's for the summer, a snack-size breaded chicken snack wraps. These little snack-size bites are available in ranch, barbecue, or honey mustard, and they're going to bring back their seasonal orange cream shake. It's going to join the Jamocha and vanilla flavors that are already on the menu.
Okay.
That sounds so refreshing.
Make a shake just out of the horsey sauce. Just a giant thing of horsey mayonnaise.
It almost kind of does look like a shake, doesn't it?
I know, it does.
So if you're a fan of classic cartoons like Bugs Bunny and Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones, get ready for a new TV network that is going to be a 24/7 cartoon. It's called MeTV Toons. Mm. The channel is going to feature all kinds of great stuff. Rocky and Bullwinkle, stuff from Warner Brothers, Speed Racer. It's going to be a 24/7 channel of just classic cartoons.
Wow.
It's set to launch June 25th, by the way.
I'm in.
Right? Me too. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. And look, when it comes to smartphones, chances are you have one right now in your pocket. Now, here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pay, top dollar for that phone? Or would you like to get something that is equally as good for a lot less money?
Equally as good?
Equally.
Oh, I don't know about
equally
that.
As good for a lot less money. I will go with the latter every single time.
And I'm an Apple person.
Of course
computers.
You are.
Computers. That's what I learned on in school.
Okay.
That's what we had growing up.
Okay.
So
that's
we had
fine.
That. But do you judge people based on that? You're kind of judgy.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I just think that there's better use of your money that you could get something equally as good for a lot less money.
Yeah,
that's all.
I like to go with the inventors of the technology on that stuff. That's my favorite. But there are some kind of interesting things because 50% of people do judge somebody else based on the phone they use.
Yeah, let's hear yours, Judge Judy.
Half of us are
judging. You're out there judging all the time.
I don't care. I really don't care what kind of phone you have, personally. Mm. But there are other things that we kind of judge people on.
Let's hear.
Like shoe wear.
Okay.
If your shoes are polished or not. I mean, I haven't polished a shoe.
Shoes that need polishing, I haven't worn.
Like sneakers.
No,
like, do you keep your...
No.
I don't, After the first day.
They're black sneakers, and that's why. So
I made the mistake of white, and they turned...
Well, that's your problem.
They turned pretty fast.
Yeah.
What about people who take their dogs all the, you know, lots of different places?
I have thoughts about that.
You sure do. I don't judge people on that.
But do we have to take the dogs everywhere is my question.
But you.
It's just, I don't, I have thoughts about that. Yeah.
Okay. This one I don't like. I don't really see women do it. This is more of a man thing that I see is spitting in public.
Okay.
In public. Come on.
Okay.
Go to the bathroom.
Right. The loud conversations on a speakerphone. Yeah.
Yeah. You judge people for that one.
I have thoughts on that. Not everybody needs to hear your conversation.
The people who on social media, their life's perfect and great.
You're judging all the time on that.
Oh, that. Because it's like, I know that's not how that goes.
Maybe somebody's having a fantabulous life. You don't know. Everything's going roses for them.
People who turn their car radios up and all you hear is dun, 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 dun.
The bass,
And people who don't put items back in the right places. Like if you took something off a shelf at a big box store and you're like, I don't need this anymore. And you put, that makes me crazy.
That is the routine that puts Sebastian Maniscalco on the map. Him doing that thing about Ross Dress for Less. He would do this very physical comedic part where he goes, what is it when you go into that store? It's like you pick up this shirt and someone will say, nah, this isn't for me. And he winds up and he throws it all the way across the stage.
I love him.
That's
He's
great.
Brilliant.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. Okay. You say that I have opinions about things. Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
You do.
I do. I have an opinion about this thing that was on Shark Tank that's become a phenomena.
The Ring camera.
Well, no. I'm talking about the Scrub Daddy.
Oh, I love the Scrub Daddy.
Of course you do. We have one.
Awesome.
I didn't buy it. My wife did. And I said, it's just a sponge.
Mm-mm.
I have not encountered anything different from this thing than any other sponge I've ever possessed.
Are you out of your mind?
Because the sponges that we have normally come with a scrub side and a soft side, which I prefer.
A difference the on the scrub
daddy has all scrub side.
But if you use it wet or dry, there's a difference.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, that's
a big deal.
That one I'm like, I don't get it. But the other one, there's another product that I'm like, oh, I get it.
From Shark Tank?
The Magic Eraser.
Oh, I love the Magic Eraser.
The Magic Eraser. It can take scuffs off of walls. Ugh.
It could take rust off.
That thing does everything.
You know what? That thing came to my rescue the other day because my roommate has these dining room chairs that have a white cloth.
Okay.
Fabric.
Yeah.
And I happen to be...
Is it a slip cover you can take off and walk?
No. And I happen to be eating some chocolate, which is, again, not surprising.
No.
And it must have fallen. I don't know where it came from, but when I got up, I'm like, oh, it's on the chair.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I know.
Way to go, Ashley.
And I knew that this... I knew we had one in the house, the Magic Eraser, and I knew that it took, like, stuff off the walls because my dog is, you know, a puppy, and he is constantly smearing things. But I used it on there, and it worked.
It worked, really?
It worked!
Took off the chocolate on the thing?
It took off the chocolate on the chair. I was like, I could not believe it.
Wow.
But there's a lot of stuff you can use it for. So you may not be aware that it's not just... marker on the walls and stuff like that.
Well,
I'm telling you.
That's what we use a lot for, yeah.
Do you have anything white that's... No. None of your furniture is white, is it?
Yeah, we have those white dining room chairs, but they're slip covers, so you can take them off and wash them.
Oh, brilliant.
That's why it's not an issue for
us. Oh, I'm telling you, if it is, grab that. Try that Scrub Daddy again. Okay. I think you might be surprised.
All right.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you interesting tidbits of news that today... is just another Melanoma Monday, but it's also sun awareness week. I love the way that they say that.
Well, because
I'm aware there's a sun. Mission accomplished.
It's not officially summer, but the weather's warmer. We're spending a lot more time outside.
Yeah.
And this week is about learning about the skin cancer as well as informing them, because here's the deal. The sun, we know the sun is phenomenal. I love the springtime. You love summer more, but the sun is, it's warmth and it's vitality, and that's how you get your vitamin D.
But lots of ultraviolet rays.
You've got to protect yourself because those UV rays, it can really damage your DNA, and that's what causes skin cancer. Mm-hmm. Dermatologists say you got to use sunscreen anytime you're outside, even when it's cloudy.
Yeah.
You still need it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to reapply it every 2 hours, which that I don't do.
Yeah.
You've been using stuff from your golf cart.
And it still works, too, magically. You talk about magic stuff. That's it.
Ashley and Brad.